Walk with me through the light, through the purity of all goodness, through the ultimate. I am the original purity and integrity. I live in my thoughtful awareness of the ideal spirit, mind, and body. I walk through the relative world, and I see the relative world with all of its magic and its charm. I see all of the great experiences that are taking place all about me and how much I love them, how much I delight in being part of them. But then I sit in meditation, and I listen to a background of flowing music. And I think to myself, what is the goal that I have for my life? Do I want to live 100 years, 1,000 years, an eternity right here and now? Do I want to be in this body and experience this earthly experience to the ultimate? And of course, my answer is yes. I live every moment as though it is eternity. I live every moment as though it is the most precious, most wonderful moment that ever could be. And every moment that follows, I live equally in the present, in the now. Every moment of my past, I live in the now, in the present, in the ideal moment. Yes, this earthly life is a lovely experience. I experience the joy and peace and harmony of all of those I create about me, all of those I find wonderful in my life. As with all things, we don't create a great population in our world. We create precious few who are the most fulfilling, wonderfully rewarding people that we could ever imagine. And they are close to us. Maybe the number is 5 or 10 or 100 or even 1,000 or even 1. Each that I create close to me is my precious angel, is a reflection of my inner purity and my inner peace, is a reflection of the joy in my heart, the love that I have for myself. I feel so at one with everyone in my world, or else I wouldn't have them there. I create everyone in my world out of the joy of my heart. And out of the joy of my heart, they dwell in my heart. Yes, I think of this wonderful world, and I delight in it. But I also enter into my meditation. And just like I give my applause to the end of each segment of my thinking ability, I move on to the next area of my awareness. I move on to the next area of my awareness, which seems like I've enjoyed and appreciated so much each experience that I've had. And so now I move on to the area of my inner beingness. There is no outer person. There is no outer awareness. There is no outer cause. There's only me. Only me in my silence. Only me listening to the rumble of my inner self. Listening to the sparkle and the joy of who and what I am. I might call this my higher level of consciousness, but It's the same level that I lived in and I live in as a human being. The level of consciousness that I am in now is a level in which I see all as I have created it. I see it good and very good. I see all with the appreciation and the wisdom that each and all has been created. All has been created as the fulfillment of my inner and outer self, as the fulfillment of my dream for myself. That's who I am. That's what I am. And I get closer to that self. And as I get closer to that self, I find that there is no human being there. There is no father, mother. There is no aspect of otherness. There is only innerness. And I sort of settle back into the inner awareness, and I am peace. I am absolute peace. I am peace that knows only itself. And as I am this peace that knows only itself, there is no emotion. There is no goosebumps. There is no feeling in my body that I have arrived. Living in this peace, I live in the allness. Living in this peace, I live in an absolute consciousness. Living in this peace, I feel like I have completed everything. And again, I sit back to enjoy being the delight of that inner peace. And even as I sit back in the fulfillment and delight of that inner peace that I am, another aspect floods upon my consciousness and says, hey, there's more to come. There's an allness, there's an awareness of this allness that behooves you to be aware of it. Awareness of the allness, I say to myself, how can I enter into an awareness of the allness? For the moment I step into even the thought of an awareness of the allness, all special individual things, all special awareness fades away. And I'm like the great ocean itself, endless in its scope, in its depth and its height. And the ocean, with all of its majesty, contains myriad creatures, myriad drops of water, billions and billions of drops of water, billions and billions of creatures, all swimming freely, happily, in this allness that buoys me up and allows me to be myself and yet be one as the all, ever immersed in this allness. This indeed is the everlasting arms that my heart tells me about. The everlasting arms that are always around me, the buoyedness of the ocean in which I dwell, of the allness in which I dwell. And as I swell in joy in this allness, as my heart just blossoms forth, and yet I have no heart, I have no body to swell, I have no awareness to be conscious of, because I'm one as the all. And in this oneness as the all, I say, do I miss anything of the past? Do I anticipate anything of the future? No, I live in a fullness and a joy of the now. And as I live in this fullness and joy of the now, I feel fantastic in every possible way. I feel magnificent in every possible way. I feel uplifted in every possible way. For I am the divine. I am not buoyed up in the divine. I am the divine that I consider is buoying me up. I am the all. I am not the individual fish or the individual drops of water in this massive body of allness. I am the allness. Dwelling in this allness, I feel a roundelay of deep bass sound, incorporating me into the allness. I feel the echoes of the smartness and the joy of peace and harmony, of love, of an allness. And my togetherness is not just the ocean, but it is all that the ocean stands for. It is the vibrations of life, the vitality, the immortality that I am. And I go on and on and on. And I am life everlasting, life without end. I am wisdom. I am peace. I am power. I am that I am. There is no end. There is no beginning. There's only the allness, and I dwell in it. And when I leave the present moment aside for just a moment, I am the allness. And when I think of the present moment, I return to my isness. And when I let it go and flow with the roundelay of love and peace and joy, I am the allness. I am the allness. I am the allness. I am the allness.